Nolte, Thursday Spider-Man, Brand New Day Previews Top Supergirl's Entire Run. By John Nolte on July 31, 2026. The Thursday previews for Spider-Man, Brand New Day have already outgrossed the entire run of the six-week-old Supergirl. Brand New Day's Thursday preview take of $75 million has humiliated Supergirl's total domestic gross of $72 million. Heck, I was wary about predicting Brand New Day's first full day in theaters. Friday would outgross Supergirl's $72 million. And Spidey went ahead and did what no one expected with this preview haul. How big is a Thursday preview gross of $75 million? It's unprecedented. The previous record holder was Avengers: Endgame, which previewed to $60 million. Star Wars: The Force Awakens previewed to $57 million. The twin phenomenons of this summer, Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey and Toy Story 5, previewed to $17.6 million and $17.5 million, respectively. Somewhere along the way, Brand New Day went from being a summer blockbuster to a full-blown event movie, and one that will likely break Endgame's record opening weekend of $357 million in 2019. Spidey will definitely blow the doors off the movie in second place for biggest opening weekend, which is Spider-Man: No Way Home's $260 million in 2021. So what does this tell us? To begin with, it tells us I was right about absolutely everything when I ridiculed the idea that streaming and COVID and video games and social media had killed movie going. No, I said, what's killing movie going is shitty movies. Woke movies, girl boss movies, sexless movies, movies filled with characters no one can relate to. Mary Sues, homosexuals, obnoxious girl bosses, and characters no one likes, smug, perfect, superior. Then there's the bullshit excuse about superhero fatigue. Again and again, titles like Spider-Man, No Way Home, Deadpool, and Wolverine, and The Batman proved that a lie. But an entertainment media dedicated to protecting power by never speaking the truth. The problem is quality, continued blaming superhero fatigue. The formula for success is so simple: appeal to our shared human nature. In other words, we want to watch likable and attractive actors portray characters we can relate to behave in believable ways as they overcome obstacles to achieve a goal. Who was Supergirl made for? Who wanted to watch a weird-looking dwarf play Supergirl, especially when she's portrayed by a mouthy, insulting, entitled, and divisive actress? You don't see Tom Holland and Zendaya, the stars of The Odyssey and Brand New Day, running around mouthing off like this. They have something called class. Something else I've said all along as the woke Gestapo took over entertainment. Eventually reality will fix this. Reality being audience rejection and financial failure. Hollywood has spent the last 10 years trying to rewire and reject human nature instead of appealing to it. Sorry, but we don't all want to be humorless. Bisexual woke-atards running around lecturing everyone about the evils of Western civilization and white guys,